is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Christopher Gibbs, who is a soybean farmer from Maplewood, Ohio. Christopher, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are things going with you today?
I'm doing well. Well, I am really excited, Christopher, to hear about the trip you took with United Soybean Board down to Mexico. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we did have a great trip. It's good to see that the United Soybean Board and the American Soybean Association International Marketing Division are working hand in hand to make sure soybean products from the states get into that country. And there's a lot going on down there, particularly in the poultry industry that we got to look at. We were on a farm pro-am operation where they're raising 18 million layers, about 15 different operations, 1.3 million layers at a crack, and inline operations use a lot of soybean meal and a lot of U.S. product, I should say.
You aware of the large number of soybean imports before you went down on that trip?
Well, I was. I know that Mexico is probably our number two customer behind China, but I wasn't aware of what they were doing with that soybean meal, and it's very impressive. They're poised to use more, I think, and that's going to help the industry as a whole.
Right. Now, before you went on the trip, you know, what was your perception of how the soybean board was using your checkoff dollars?
Well, I didn't have any specifics other than what I had read and been given in the media and so forth, but I didn't have any real examples of how those soybean dollars were being used. And this trip gave us and myself and the other nine members a real opportunity to see that firsthand. And so I think the goal of the trip was met.
Now that you've gone on the trip, what's your perception of how your checkoff dollars are being used?
Well, obviously they're being used in an international sense for international marketing, and that was kind of my focus when I went. I really wanted to see that. I'm impressed with that. I'm also impressed with USB's ability to work with the ASA's International Marketing Division. I think those partnerships are important, and that would be my expectation in the future, is that they continue those partnerships.
Right. Now, how did you hear about the program?
Actually, I caught it online, believe it or not. I was looking at the USB's website, and they told about the See It Yourself Tour, clicked on that. Or so I should say, See For Yourself Tour, I clicked on that. There was an application there, and I said, hey, you know, that might be something I'd be interested in. And I guess for your listeners, I would encourage folks next year, if the audit committee runs the same program, and I have no reason to think that they won't, I encourage people to apply and see it for yourself.
Benefits that you now have now that you're back on your farm.
Well, I think it's a good opportunity to, when I talk to friends and neighbors and particularly other soybean farmers, that I can speak with just a little more authority on where those checkoff dollars are going. You know, our area, we're fortunate that the checkoff is popular. However, folks, as a rule, don't get to see firsthand where those monies are going.
Right.
And this was an opportunity to do that. And, you know the sunlight, the sunshine of ensuring that that a customer, if you will, and soybean farmers, essentially a customer of USB, finds out where those monies are going. $50 a load, $50 a semi-load, essentially, for me. That's always good business. So I'd encourage anybody to do that and check it out.
This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Ag Wired. I am talking to Jim Stillman, who is actually a farmer, soybean farmer from Emmitsburg, Iowa. How are you today, Jim?
I'm doing well.
So, Jim, I understand that you actually were selected to participate in United Soybean Board's See For Yourself program. About your experience with the program, where you went, what types of things you learned?
Okay. Well, this program is through the Audit and Evaluation Committee of United Soybean Board, and I chair that committee. So this is actually the second year that we have had this trip, and we take 10 farmers throughout the nation, and we had 8 different states represented this year with the 10, and we really had a good time. The program's designed to kind of give people that are farmers that are not really there with the, where their checkoff dollar programs are spent. They know that they pay the checkoff, but that's about as far as it goes. So this gives them an opportunity to see our programs that we do at United Soybean Board, and also a taste of the international marketing.
Now, so you started in St. Louis, so I take it everybody met in St. Louis, and then you eventually traveled down to Guadalajara, Mexico. Did you drive and stop at different locations on the way?
No, we actually toured just right in the St. Louis area. We started out at, we took a tour of Lambert St. Louis International Airport, who uses 20% biodiesel in most of their equipment there, all their vehicles and equipment, and they've done this since 1998 and have had no problems, so they're really enthused about the program. We also went to the St. Louis University, where they were doing research from the Uses Committee on bio-based batteries.
Oh, wow.
Using what's wrong, yeah, really the exciting program, and the farmers really enjoyed that. Then we also toured the St. Louis Post, who is one of the largest users of soy ink and have done for quite some time now. And then just down the road from there, we toured the INX International, which is one of the leading soy ink manufacturers within the United States. And before we wrapped up our second day of tour, we went to ARCO, which is the ADM barge company, and learned of their use of using some biodiesel in their barges, and also just the transportation of soybeans up and down the river and Mississippi River. Then the following day, we flew to Guadalajara, Mexico, and got in all late in the afternoon and got to our hotel and all, and then we were met there by the international marketing staff, Bill Brandt, who is the country director, and all of his staff, and they gave us a lowdown of, you know, the amount of beans that they import into Mexico and Central America. Actually, Mexico and Central America are our second largest importer of U.S. soybeans, following China.
Now, you know, it's interesting that you talked about the diversity of what soybeans are used for. When you went to Mexico, what did you focus on? Did you focus more on the farming aspect of soybeans, or did you focus a lot on the applications for soybeans?
More on, not on the farming. They grow very few beans, if any, in Mexico. They mostly import all their beans and soybean meal. We toured the first full day. We went to Proan, which is a large integrated poultry, dairy, and swine operation, and then they also have a feed mill that they have started from scratch, and it's fully integrated. I mean, it's state-of-the-art, computerized, ran by two guys, and throughout the whole mill, it only had about 10 employees, and they were feeding great number of livestock out of that facility, so but they imported all their beans and meal to there, so which was quite interesting. We saw their dairy operation, as I said, and they milked around 5,000 cows, and we visited one poultry site that had where they had layers, and that was had 4 million layers.
Well, that's interesting. I had no idea that they were growing tilapia in Mexico.
Yeah, it was really a very good facility, and it was interesting for the farmers to see and all. And so, and then before the day was out, we went to Ag DSA, which was is one of connected to be one with a couple of their other plants, one of the largest soybean crusher in Mexico. So they, and there again, they import all their soybeans from the United States either by rail, or they do get some in by ship too, and then rail into their facility. So, and all the farmers were, you know, very impressed and quite in awe that, you know, all the different things that the soybean board did as far as international marketing. And then we also, while we were in St. Louis, had the different program directors speak to them and just kind of give a background of what each committee was doing as far as production, domestic marketing, new uses, and international marketing, other than what they saw. So they got a broad-based view of what United Soybean Board is doing with the checkoff dollars that we receive.
So did the farmers really comment that it truly put into perspective what your organization is doing for them?
Yeah, they really, really enjoyed it. They were, I think, in awe that the many uses of soybeans that they really weren't fully aware of. You know, they've all seen that, in the United States, our number one source of meal is our livestock industry, but, you know, they weren't aware of some of the other things that were going on as far as using meal for glue and carpet backing and also strand board or whatever is glue for that to hold it together. And the plastics has really caught on through the oil. For foam, as you've heard with the Ford Mustang and many other Ford cars now that are putting foam in their seats, and they've developed a hard plastic to put underneath and in the engine compartment. So, many new uses and all that they're seeing being developed to further use soybean oil other than our number one market for soybean oil, which everybody knows, is our vegetable oil.
I think this is a really great program.
Yeah, it,